It is Jimmy and Nathan, 17 minutes to 8. Producer Gray still on hold to get Tamara from Married at First Sight. So she's probably in high demand at the moment. Tamara.
Yeah.
Well, big stretch from you.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
A bit sore this morning.
How's your back? Your back's been playing up.
Yeah, it's not. It's my. I've got to stand up. Or my physio said I've got to stand up.
Yeah.
Which I don't do enough of.
You just do stand up.
Because like I slouch on the chair.
I'm
in
a
the
big
studio.
I have horrible posture.
Posture same.
Really?
Yeah. I slouch.
You and I, Hunchbacks of Notre Dame. Honestly, get us in the bell tower because we have horrible
posture. I've been told if I could stand up and do the show, I should. And I can. I'm standing up right now. Mm. And look at this. Standing up and now sitting down.
You're taller than I thought.
Standing up, sitting down, I sound exactly
the
same.
Sounds the same. But even if you stand up, I reckon a better diaphragm. It opens up your lungs.
This is me standing up.
Oh, geez, Gary Baker's
here.
And
here I am sitting down.
So I just don't know what happens. There you go.
Funny how standing up and sitting down just works.
Okay, so that was just me padding.
We've got Tamara.
Yeah, you probably could have wrapped that up earlier.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, mate. Well, we could have got Tamara on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
Bloody glass houses over here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Throwing stones.
Anyway, what am I talking about? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. Last night, Married at First Sight, our participants went on their final dates of the experiment. Huge, the final dates. Please welcome one of the brides from Married at First Sight, Tamara. Welcome.
Morning.
Hi, Tamara. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Tamara, we're just talking about posture. How's your posture? Do you think you have good posture or bad posture? We've got horrible posture.
When I think about it, I sit up straight, but otherwise probably not very good.
Yeah. Slouch a bit like us.
I've watched a bit of maths. I haven't noticed your posture. I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I know there's not much of the show left, but I'm really going to hone in on Tamara's posture.
Watching tonight, just watching, how slunched over you are.
Tamara, I've seen some stuff, some interviews, and I'm not sure if this is right, but I've seen that you may regret this entire experiment. Is that true?
In short, probably.
Yeah. Okay. I've got to ask, because there's been so much drama lately, and I feel like it's nothing to do with what the experiment's about, from, the glass smashing to the photo circulation, like all this stuff, which is nothing to do with couples and that. Is it you're regretting that side of it, or the experiment side, or maybe just the entire thing?
I don't regret the whole thing, I guess. It's just like, in its entirety, I think that there was definitely a lot of drama that wasn't obviously related around our relationships that overshadowed a lot and has taken up obviously a lot of airtime. So it sort of makes a lot of the stories, to me anyway, not make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like I watch my own story back and I'm like, that doesn't even make sense to what really happened. Like, so I could only imagine what people watching who don't, weren't there would be thinking.
Tamara, we had Ella on the show last week and we asked her if you ever get the opportunity to give feedback to the producers and the creators of the show at 9 and she said, I don't think so. I've never heard of having the opportunity to kind of give feedback. If you were to be able to give feedback to the show, what would you say to the producers for seasons moving forward?
Oh, God, I don't even know. What feedback would you give? Probably be more honest with the contestants.
Yeah, so they're not honest from the start?
Yeah, no, they're not honest at all.
Oh, really? What kind of things are they not honest about from the start that you wish they should have been?
I guess, I just wish they told us what storyline they're going to go with for us so we could at least understand, I guess, what character to get into.
Right.
Tamara, can I ask you, because it was, I believe it was you when this whole photo thing started. They showed that footage of the producer just going really hard, being like, there's a photo, let's talk about the photo, what's the photo? And you sort of seemed a little bit uncomfortable to even talk about it. Like, I felt that whole thing was sort of made from the producers. Like, the producers were pushing so hard to make that happen.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think anyone would have spoken about it if the producers hadn't had asked us, and then obviously they've turned the narrative around to be everyone's a bad guy because they're talking about it, when no one was. Like, honestly, it was sprung on all of us. And when we do those they're called boxies, so those little interviews before we go to the dinner, we're all alone, so we don't have a chance to go and talk to each other. We've got our phones taken off us, we're in our room, we don't get to see each other until we get to the dinner party. So it's not like we had a chance to be like, oh no, hey guys, it's been brought up, we should talk about it now before we go.
You were sitting there and they were just like pushing and pushing, and I'm like, well, this is nothing to do with the experiment. This is you just creating drama for the sake of creating drama. Is that happening more than we're seeing on the scenes? Like, are they pushing narratives and pushing you to talk
pushing
about
an agenda,
stuff?
Really?
Yeah, like pushing you to talk about stuff that you don't want to.
Yeah, definitely. We're always pushed to talk about things we don't want to. I think that that's part of the experiment, though, to be uncomfortable, to be in uncomfortable situations. A lot of times it is about our relationship, but that's not even been shown. Like, it's hardly been shown, like, this season, much of our relationships at all, in my eyes anyway. That's what I think.
Tomorrow, I mean, a big thing, of course, we did speak about with Errol as well. We thought it was pretty horrible what happened with the sharing of Dominica's photo by Olivia and all that kind of stuff. I guess we want to ask your thoughts on it as well, but apparently New South Wales Police are investigating it as well. Have you heard anything about this as a crime's been committed?
I don't know anything about that, sorry. I have no idea.
Right.
What's going on with that?
Well, what about your thoughts about how it played out?
I don't have it or anything myself. So. Pardon?
What about your thoughts about how it played out with Olivia sharing that photo?
Look, I wasn't there when it got shared. I was told about it from my husband, Brent, because he was there. And to be honest, it was just one of those things where I guess he was there, so it's hard. Like, I get it. I get why she's upset about it. But at the same time, it's sort of like, for me, I just got told about it, so I don't know. You know, if someone does an OnlyFans account, and I have to think about it as, like, if someone you knew did it, would you guys not come to work and be like, hey, I found out so-and-so does OnlyFans. Like, that's crazy, hey. Like, it was just kind of one of those things, and then you move on, and it's like, oh, yeah, fair enough. And then you don't, like, you know, you move on from it.
Right.
I guess it wasn't, like, a big thing in our...
So you don't reckon Olivia hasn't done anything wrong?
I didn't say Olivia didn't do anything wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think it was, like, blown up to be like we were all, circulating this photo and this and that.
But I guess, really the case. Like, from what I don't know, what we saw, like, yeah, you know, Brent found out and you guys, whatever, had the conversation, but it felt like it wasn't going to be at that dinner party. Like, it wasn't going to be spoken about until those producers were just pushing and pushing and pushing you all individually, which, I mean, you just told us that apparently you do these little Vox Pop things before individually. Mm. So it felt like it probably wasn't even going to come up until they made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, going back, if you know, you go into maths, would you go on maths knowing all this?
probably not.
Because it's weird, because I have to ask you now, like, how are things with Brent? Because I feel like we haven't seen a lot of it as well.
It's again, because it takes up our conversation.
There's episodes now where it's just totally nothing to do with relationships. Like, I mean, I guess, how are things with Brent?
Oh, wow. Did you watch last night's episode? We just had a big fight.
Well, apparently you're now dating Mitch. Is that true?
Am I? That's news to me.
Well, yeah, apparently you're dating Ella's husband, Mitch, and Brent is now dating Ella. Have you seen this rumour?
I have seen the rumour, yeah.
Do you think Mitch
is... So where did that come from then, if it's not true?
Mitch and I both live on the Gold Coast. We are friends. We both work in the same office building. And Ella and Brent, I think, did like a set-up pack photo shoot, to be honest, together to... I don't really know why.
Another setup situation.
Either Brent or Ella have messaged the paparazzi to get photos done of them.
Yeah, did you not see it? It's a setup photo shoot.
Yeah.
It
still blows my mind that this is happening tomorrow.
A setup photo shoot tomorrow. Really? Did they need to do that?
I don't know. Did they? I don't know. You have to ask them. It's quite funny.
Okay, so do you think that, I mean, you'd probably know Brent better than Ella because you've spent a bit of time with him. There's been some rumours and you know, we've had some chats with other participants, sorry, not contestants. It's not Big Brother.
I don't know what it is anymore, mate.
I don't know what the show's about. But do you think he was purely on there to get famous, to help his own career?
Yep.
Yeah. Was that because of, I guess, what he does in hospitality?
This is big break into...
This is big break.
Did he confess to you that he wants, I guess, to, I don't know, maybe... Oh, he did?
Yeah, of course.
What did he say?
Oh, everything that he wants to do with his influencer life. We're good on him, whatever.
So he wants to be an influencer. Is that all he wants, like an Instagram influencer?
Does he want to be on The Bachelor?
I think so. I think he just wants to be an influencer. I don't know, get some free teeth and...
Some free teeth.
No.
All right, we've got to go. Tamara, thank you so much.
We love you, Tamara.
You are phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you for your honesty. You have a good day, okay?
You too, bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.